The text is from Psalm 17:15. It says, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. The first few lines are from hymn number 93. Now let our thoughts on wings sublime rise from the trivial cares of time. Draw back the parting veil and see the glories of eternity. And the comment, let the thoughts of God and Christ and the worthy saints of the past and present and of the heavenly inheritance, of the blessedness of our future work in cooperation with Christ, of the magnitude and benevolence of the divine plan, out of the glory and blessedness of our gathering together unto Christ when our work of this present life is finished, fill our minds and inspire our hearts. And to these contemplations, let us also receive the additional comfort and blessedness of personal communion and fellowship with God through prayer and study of the Word, and the assembling of ourselves together for worship and praise. We have a roving mic. Don't rove away. And we're going to ask for your help and participation. If you flip your page over to the back side, it says, these comments from the June 13th Manna are taken from reprint 1885, an article entitled Pressing Toward the Mark. The following simple outline is drawn from that article. Now, to achieve the satisfaction above, in the scripture it says, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, meaning that the satisfaction is not complete until the awakening in the likeness of the Lord is there. So to achieve that satisfaction, the following considerations should be pondered very carefully. Please add texts, comments, and examples to each of these 5 points. So what we'd like to do is we'll read through the point, we'll ask for someone to read the text for us, and then we'll ask for any potential additional comments. We do have to move quickly. We have about 9 minutes from what I gather, because 9:35 is when Brother Leo comes up. So this is going to be a whirlwind study, but we've got at least an outline for you to take with you for continued fellowship. Who would like to read 1 Corinthians 9:27 for us? Any volunteers on that? We need volunteers quickly because we don't have a lot of time. Brother Larry, I can see you're volunteering. Okay, the first point is to have a humble and sober estimate of yourself. That'll be the 1 Corinthians 9:27 scripture. The second scripture will be Philippians 3:13. Who'd like to read that for us? Okay, Brother Joe in the middle there. And that will be to have a singleness of purpose. The third will be forget these things which are behind. Philippians 3:13 continued. So actually, Brother Joe, you'll handle those next 2 points for us. Point number 4 will be reach forward to the things before you. The scripture will be Philippians 4:8. Who'd like to read that for us? Want to line it all up. Okay, Sister Dolan will take care of that. And number 5 is maintain an energetic zeal to press toward the mark, striver or labor to enter into rest, Hebrews 4:11. And who'd like to get that ready for us? Randy. Okay, good. Okay, Brother Larry, if you'd like to read that, and if you have a comment for us, that would be wonderful.
That he asks of us. And in another place we know that we should be clothed with humility, and that God only exalts the humble because he abases the proud. So it's really important that we have humility and a sober estimate of ourselves, not thinking too highly of ourselves, obviously, but sometimes we can also think too lowly of ourselves to the point that we become useless to the Lord because we have pushed ourselves so down in a poor self-esteem and haven't given a proper estimate of our abilities or strengths or our weaknesses in contrast, that sometimes we become very unproductive to the Lord, and we'd oftentimes miss that. We need not to think very highly of ourselves because we know we are only by grace and by God's love here. But at the same time, we don't want to underestimate what we do have to offer and then do our best to offer our personal best thereby. So both are very important.
Okay, so humility then is a proper self-assessment. It's not too high, it's not too low, and we can see the apostles' concern about even though he had been given so much, to keep himself in subjection, lest having done all, he himself should be a castaway. Very, very appropriate point. Any other quick comments on...